With 98.5, it's time for Homegrown on a Tuesday night. And joining me tonight, we have Miss Carrie Lynch. How you doing?
Hello. Good to see you again.
Yes, got to see you a couple weeks ago. See you over at the warehouse opening up for Chris Hitchcock.
We did. That was a fun night.
Yeah, it was. You were going a little crazy up there with your Travis Tritt shirt on and everything.
I did have my Travis Tritt shirt on. I love that shirt. I got that at a little shop called Goodbye Girls in Nashville, Tennessee, actually.
Well, that's still a little weird. I mean, just having the little heart blingy eyes, that kind of freaked me out a little bit.
I kind of like things that are a little weird and different. So as soon as I saw that, I was like, yep, I need that's mine.
Well, at least it fits your style. So there you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your music. Got to see you perform a set and get you up in here for the show. So since I'm new here, I know you've been in on Homegrown before, but tell me a little bit about what got you into music.
Sure. I've loved music ever since I was little. What got me kind of into country music was actually Patsy Cline and Garth Brooks. My grandma introduced me to Patsy Cline when I was about 6. And then when Garth Brooks' No Fences came out, my dad had me listen to that cassette. And I'm pretty sure on both accounts for both of those artists, I listened to both albums like straight through probably 20 times, like knew every single song the next day. And I think that was the first time where I was like, you can be like a singer and a songwriter for your life. That's what you can do. And Garth Brooks kind of taught me that. Since I was little, I've known that this is what I'm going to do. And I started writing songs when I was about 7 years old and I just never stopped.
Now, do you perform any of those songs you wrote when you were 7?
I don't, but I do remember one of them, and no, I'm not going to sing it for you.
Well, give me a line of it. Come on now.
It's actually kind of mature for like a little 7-year-old. The first line is, I've been sitting here all day, daydreaming the day away and watching the cars go by. And then it goes into the chorus. So you can tell this is a really like very well-written song. And I want to know if you love me so. Do you love me? Do you love me? Because I really, really want to know.
A 7-year-old girl talking about being in love. Imagine that.
Right, yeah.
That's a little young for being in love.
I certainly knew a lot about at 7 years old.
But still, no, so that's great that you've been writing for so long. So now, what got you into now here you are playing these venues and everything? What was kind of your breakthrough moment to get you where you're out touring and doing some things?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. You know, it's always been like the music that I always wrote was country music, very singer-songwriter. And then we got asked to open a show in Grand Rapids for a group named Bombshell. I don't know if you've heard much about Bombshell. They haven't been doing very much together for a while, but that was kind of like my first big country show at a big venue. It was an acoustic show. And then shortly after that, probably close to a year after that, we got asked to do a full band show to open up for the band Perry. And that was kind of like the biggest show I had played thus far. And that was a sold out show, a ton of people there. And that's kind of what started kicking everything to gear. After that, it was just like, it had always been work really, really hard. But after that, it was like, go, 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 go. People knew the name. We had music out. And you know, everything, as you know, being in this industry, like everything just branches off everything else and someone knows you from something else. And, got asked, you know, been blessed enough to get asked to keep doing, you know, bigger shows and keep working hard, and it keeps working out. So gonna keep doing it till people don't want to listen anymore.
And you know, that tends to happen. I'm surprised I still have my job here. Right. I've only been here since September. But so now let's talk about getting into the studio. So how many times have you been in studio now?
We've been in the studio a couple times. First time in, I just did like a 5-song acoustic EP. It's about 4 years old now. And that was a really big EP for me just because it was the first time I'd recorded any of my original stuff, like really recorded it in a studio setting.
Not just on your iPhone or something.
Not just like, in GarageBand or whatever. And it actually made it to the New and Noteworthy list on iTunes. And that was another big thing that happened that kind of kicked everything into gear. And I still don't know how that happened. And I'm super thankful for it, but I don't know how it happened. And then after that, recorded a single. Went in with the full band after that and did a full band 5-song EP. It's got some songs that we still play out on it. And then most recently, last December, so about a year ago now, we recorded a 3-song EP. And now we're talking about when we're going to hopefully pretty quick here actually get back in the studio and work on a full length project, because we've never done a full length. It's always been 3 to 5 songs.
Well, and I understand that because it's cheaper to do a full 5-song. And, you know, even back in Texas, coming from that music scene, that's what you see a lot of, people doing 5-song EPs.
Yeah.
And see, even something great you could do, a 5-song EP and then your 3-song EP, go into the studio, maybe remaster those, add 2 or 3 new ones, boom, full length
project. There's actually a couple from the past, from the very first full band EP we did. There's a couple songs on there that I'd like to, just because songs, you know, they develop and they change over time. And there's some songs that I really have gotten better since we recorded them. And I'd definitely like least for a couple of them to re-record them and put them on.
It's always fun to revisit a song, especially. Totally. Yeah. I mean, the song changes, you change, so absolutely. You can always bring in something different. So let's talk about your songwriting. So you've been doing it since you were 7. You ever sit down and write with somebody else, or is it more something you like to do privately in a corner in a dark room?
It depends on what mood I'm in. No, absolutely. I've definitely written plenty of songs by myself, but I love co-writing. And as you know, kind of too, with country music, that's a huge part of the country music genre. I think co-writing is a blast. It opens up a lot of different doors with songs. Most recently, I just wrote a song last time I was in Nashville that I'd been seriously probably trying to write for like 8 months, and just something wasn't feeling right about it. Went to Nashville, sat down with a good friend of mine. We started writing it, and just the idea of him saying, like, why don't you take what you're using as your chorus and make it your first verse? So keep all the lyrics, most of the lyrics for the song had already been written, just the arrangement felt weird. So just that one little thing, and then we just wrote this great song for that one little, like, someone else in the room saying, like, try this, just see what this sounds like. And I think that's what co-writing is good for.
It is.
It just opens it up a little bit more, and you don't get kind of caught inside the box of writing like the same thing that you always write. It makes you kind of have to branch out. You don't always have to love it. I've had plenty of co-writes that I didn't like. And, you know, sometimes they mesh, sometimes they don't. But I've had plenty that are just like really wonderful that I definitely love writing with other people.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and hear a song. What are you going to sing for me first?
Sure. I can't remember if we played this one on Homegrown or not before, but
it's new to me, so it's okay.
Right, it's new to you. We just released a music video last Monday, and it's been doing awesome for us. Super, super cool. It's a song called Nowhere Now that I wrote with Ryder Jones, who plays lead guitar in our band. And then my friend Mike Uvala, who's a songwriter, musician out in Nashville. But yeah, it's called Nowhere Now, and we'll play that one for you.
All right. Carrie Lynch at Win 98.5's Homegrown.
Walls peeling away at the edges of it. I'll blink on the surface on the verge of breaking down. Well, I'm going nowhere now, but maybe nowhere's what I need. Gonna drive till I hit dirt roads far away. Changing in time won't wait for me to come around. Well, I'm going nowhere now. I haven't felt this way since 17, when all that mattered was a crazy dream. Gotta bring that feeling back, letting myself free. Sounds good to me, yeah. Nowhere now, nowhere now, nowhere now.
Carrie Lynch at Win 98.5's Homegrown. Thank you so much. I love that song. That's
thanks.
Great. And I love the video for it, too, as
thank
well.
Thank you. Hey, thanks.
Make sure you go take a look at it. Find a link at CarrieLynchBand.com.
Yeah.
So we got some good shows coming up. You're going to be over in Kalamazoo here soon.
Yeah. On December 14, we'll be over in Kalamazoo with Frankie Ballard.
And then right down the road in Richland.
Yeah. At one of my favorite venues to play since... Well, it's actually the first venue that ever gave us a chance in Kalamazoo and let us come out and play. That's the Stagecoach Barn on December 28th, and that's always, always a good time.
I know. That's a real cool venue. I love the intimate setting. I got to go out there a few weeks back, and really cool place.
It is. It's awesome. It's a barn. It's literally a barn.
I know. That's the cool thing about it. It gets a little drafty sometimes, but yeah, it's
all right.
In
the summertime, it can get very, very hot. If you get a really like hot July night playing there, it can get super hot, but... No, it's fun no matter what time of year you play it.
Like I said, just start dancing and you'll be fine. You'll warm up in no time.
Or drink and then you just forget about everything that's going on.
Yeah, true. All right, well, let's hear another one. What else are you going to play for me?
I just was talking to my guitar player. By the way, I should introduce one of my bandmates with me here today. His name is Matt Gabriel, singer-songwriter in his own right. He plays acoustic guitar on the Carrie Lynch Band.
And he's doing a fantastic job at it.
He's wonderful.
All right, so what you going to play?
This song is called This Is Gonna Hurt, and I wrote this one with... Mike Uvalo, who I wrote the last song with, and also another fella songwriter out in Nashville named Jake Mitchell.
All right, it's Carrie Lynch at Homegrown on Win 98.5.
Well, this pen is drying now. It's 2 a.m. and I'm thinking about the memories the way it used to be. Before these nights are waiting for you, well, you'd come home smelling like perfume, playing it off like I'm some kind of fool. This time you'll find I'm not here and you're not bulletproof. This is gonna hurt. Yes, it's gonna leave a mark. Your heart like yesterday, like a one-way train. I'm gone. Well, this is gonna hurt, and this will make you open your eyes and realize you're in an empty bed with nobody left to hold. And no more, one more chance, it's no last words. And this is gonna hurt. Gas gauge is getting low. It's 6 a.m. and by now I know you're waking up and it's all sinking in. You're pacing around that empty house with plenty of time to think about the memories the way it used to be. Maybe now you see just how much you need me. This is gonna hurt. Yeah, this is gonna leave a mark. Break your heart like yesterday, like a one-way train. I'm gone. And this is gonna hurt. Well, this will make you open your eyes and realize you're in an empty bed with nobody left to hold. And no more, one more chance is no last words. And this is gonna hurt. Yeah. Well, I play. This is gonna hurt. Yeah, this is gonna leave a mark. Break your heart like yesterday, like a one-way train. I'm gone.
Gary Lynch, you win 98.5. Fantastic.
Thanks.
I love it. Well, congratulations on getting back in the studio. You got some big shows coming up.
And thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Expect to see a lot more big things coming from you.
I hope so. That's the idea.
Well, cool deal. Well, we'll have you back in here before too long. Hopefully it's with some brand new music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kerry Lynch, make sure you go to kerrylynchband.com. Like her on Facebook, Kerry Lynch Music, and get on YouTube, watch the new music video, Instagram, Twitter, and
all of that. All of that is Kerry Lynch Music. I'm on all those social networks.
Yeah, it's scary sometimes, too.
It is.
Thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thanks for having us.